Hello, friends. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. I'm your host, Lee Safar. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Elixir Specialty Coffee, a unique, pristine, ready-to-drink coffee experience for the coffee sensory explorer. Have Elixir delivered to your home anywhere in the USA by going to elixirspecialtycoffee.com and using the code MAPITFORWARD to receive 10% off your first purchase today. Follow Elixir Specialty Coffee on Instagram at Elixir Specialty Coffee. Today on the podcast, we're talking about what you can do to help coffee producers now, like right now. What we're going to talk about in this episode is going to be a collection of ideas from producers, importers, and exporters that and green coffee buyers that have come on the podcast this year post COVID kind of happening. So from around March on, and told us what they need from the consuming end of the value chain so that we can be the most supportive to what their needs are right now. I'm a firm believer that rather than assuming what people need from you when they're in crisis, it's best to ask them what they need and then go about the business of getting them the help that they need. And so producers have been pretty clear when they've come on the podcast and told us, this is what's going on and this is what we need right now. So there are two main things that we keep hearing again and again. Remember, COVID isn't the only crisis that's going on. COVID clashed with the coffee price crisis, and it amplified, magnified the challenges that already existed that were, you know, choking producers to now being in a point where their future is uncertain because of what's happened with COVID. And those the two things that we keep hearing are that they're experiencing people constantly cancelling their forward contracts, which means that if a green buyer has purchased contracts for the coming year, the coming months, and then COVID hit, what a lot of producers around the world have experienced is, and importers have experienced this too, people have cancelled those forward contracts and given up the deposit that they had to put to secure the contract because of the uncertainty of this moment. The consequence of that is that coffee that has already been picked and already been processed as specialty grade is already on the way, is already sitting in warehouses that won't have the owner that it was originally intended to have. So that's the first issue that producers are constantly coming up against right now, is that people are cancelling their forward contracts. The other issue, the second issue that we keep hearing is that people are simply not paying their bills. So if they have a direct relationship with the producer and they aren't relationship buying, so remember, there's a difference between relationship buying and direct buying. Purchasing directly from a producer is where you go and everything, there is no middleman. You are doing everything to have that coffee land in your warehouse. You may use an importer to help with the transportation, but you are funding it all yourself. You are negotiating it all yourself, et cetera, et cetera. Dealing with it direct means that you're taking care of everything. Relationship buying is where you're building a relationship with the producer and activating the financial side of things through a third party. So you may go through an importer who's taking care and carrying the risk, the financial risk of having that coffee. And for that, they get paid a commission of sorts per pound. So if producers are experiencing that people are cancelling their forward contracts and that they're not getting paid when people are taking receipt for some of the coffee that they are sending out there, on top of a coffee price crisis, because it wasn't like these things didn't exist before. We were hearing many producers complain on the podcast and in private conversation about how this person is somebody who doesn't pay their bills, or this is a person who takes 6 to 12 months to pay their bills after they've taken receipt of the coffee. I hear a lot of stories. And while these existed before, COVID has exacerbated the problem. And so what do we do? How can you help producers right now? We are presented on the consuming end of our value chain. We are presented with a very rare opportunity as a result of COVID. On the podcast with Benjamin Pass, I was explaining to him that my relationship with another commodity, flour, has changed as a result of COVID, because I started making my own bread and I started experimenting with different ways to make bread. And as someone who grew up eating unleavened bread, Arabic bread, it's something that I missed. And I also grew up eating sourdough, which is something that I love as well. And during COVID, what I found myself doing was trying to make both of those kinds of breads. And I noticed that the different kinds of flours that I used resulted in different textures and flavor profiles of the types of breads that I was making, but they also reacted with my gut microbiome differently. And I started to build this curiosity about the kind of flour that I was purchasing. You know, COVID has made it difficult to get flour. And so a lot of the time, especially as someone who chooses organic and non-GMO, all of the weird hippy-dippy shit that you want to be making sure that you adhere to if you're looking for a healthy lifestyle, as someone who is conscious of all of that stuff, my options became much less. And so I couldn't go to the, typically I would just go to a restaurant warehouse facility, Restaurant Depot, Restaurant Warehouse here in the US, both of them, and just buy a big sack of flour and make sure that it lasted me for the next couple of years if I needed to. But in times of COVID, you can't do that, because I was looking for specific kinds of flours and they were all sold out. But it made me think of the coffee value chain. It made me think of, well, if I am having this new approach to flour and I'm starting to look at, well, why does this flour affect me differently? Why does this flour taste different if it's unbleached all-purpose organic flour and the other brand that I got is unbleached all-purpose organic flour? Why do they react so differently to the yeast that I'm using for this bread? Why do they taste so different? Anyway, it led me down a rabbit hole that got me thinking about coffee. And because I'm having to make my bread myself and people in their houses are having to make more of their own coffee, if we from the consuming end seize the opportunity to start educating our consumers about the importance of different origin coffees, the different processing methods, why certain coffees are better than others, why it's important to support producers and pay fair prices for coffee. If we take the opportunity of this moment and start to educate our customers, because we have an opportunity that we've never had before, especially unfortunately with the second surge of the virus happening, which is going to put people back in their homes. The consequence of that, the result of that, is that we end up moving more coffee. We end up having customers being very specific about the way that they select the coffee value chain that they've chosen to support. If you're a responsible actor in the coffee value chain and you're able to execute with integrity on that messaging, the value chain that you support is going to fare much better than the value chain that people who aren't taking this kind of action are supporting. And that is the number one thing that you can do to help coffee producers right now, is to sell more of their coffee. And the more coffee that you sell now, the more you're going to need their coffee into the future. In 3 months, in 6 months, in 12 months, in 2 years. Because your customers will understand why they should support those producers. And this is important because we've never had this opportunity for education ever in our industry. And we've tried for decades, we've tried to get customers to give a shit about the coffee value chain, and it just hasn't happened. Not to the scale that we need it to, that actually starts to move the needle on improving conditions for producers. Don't overbuy. Don't spend more than you have, because that ends up meaning that producers won't get paid in the long run. And please build relationships with producers. You can do that now through social media. You can do that through watching the podcast and finding out about producers and connecting with them. If you're looking for coffee from specific origins, most of them now have programs set up to help you buy coffee where forward contracts had been cancelled. This week on the podcast, or in our last episode with Benjamin Paz, before the episode with Kamal, Benjamin came on the podcast and said that they have a program that's called, it is called the Bonaventure Coffee Project. I'm glad I remembered that. The Bonaventure Coffee Project. The link is in the show notes below. And that's for coffee from Honduras that contracts have been cancelled for and they need new homes. So I would encourage you to check the show notes below for that link. And if there are other specific origins that you're looking to support, get in contact with us and we'll see how we can help put you in touch with the right producers that may be able to help you out. Please start considering relationship buying. It is the way that we get to directly affect deliberate producers that we want to support. Peace, love and peanut butter, friends. Stay safe and have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. The Daily Coffee Pro and the Mapper Forward podcast are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, Run, Run and is produced by Evolutionary Theory and Lee Safar. Available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor Elixir Specialty Coffee at elixirspecialtycoffee.com or purchasing merchandise from the Mapperforward merch store at mapperforward.org/merch. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would be really helpful if you could rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends as well. All the details you'll need for our sponsors and for sharing the information are in the show notes below. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Following me, I can see behind.